Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Sacred Scripture on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and on this episode, I'm joined by Father V. Nkamuke. Father Nkamuke, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I've been excited about this show for a while, and it's been a bit of scheduling challenges with your apostolate and with my travels, so I'm really glad to be having this time with you today, and I'm sure our listeners will be excited as well. So what we're going to do in every episode is talk about the Old Testament and the New Testament. We're going to pick a specific passage, and then Father is going to walk us through it. So what I'll do first is read the text in question, and then I'll let Father start the conversation. So we're going to do one piece from the Old Testament, one piece from the New Testament. So today we're starting at the beginning, Genesis. It's Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Okay. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. The earth was void and empty. Darkness was on the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God moved over the waters. And God said, "Be light made," and light was made. This was the first day. On the second day, God said, "Let there be a firmament made amidst the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And it was so. God called the firmament heaven. On the third day, God said, "Let the waters that are under the heaven be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so done. God called the dry land earth, and the gathered waters seas. He also said, "Let the earth bring forth the green herb, and such as may seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind." And it was so done. The fourth day, God said, "Let there be lights made in the firmament of heaven to divide the day and the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." And it was so done. God made the sun, moon, and countless stars, and set them in the firmament of heaven to shine upon the earth and to rule the day and the night. The fifth day, God said, "Let the waters bring forth the creeping creatures having life, and the fowl that may fly over the earth under the firmament of heaven." And God created fish and birds of every kind, and he blessed them, saying, "Increase and multiply." On the sixth day, God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature in its kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so done. At last, God created man and gave him dominion over all the rest. And God saw all the works that he had made, and they were very good. The seventh day, God rested, and he blessed that day and made it holy. Well, there's 7 days there, Father. I guess we can start with the very first day.
All right. Before we start, I think it's good to explain the question that might occur to listeners would be, what exactly do we mean by day, first of all, and what do we mean by the term in the beginning? In the beginning, I'll start by saying that when the writer said in the beginning, he was talking about the beginning of time as we know it. Of course, excluding eternity, which never had a beginning. So we're talking about the beginning of time, our own time. And of course, time began when the world began to be created. And secondly, also, it will be interesting to note that the term day, the word day, can actually be taken to mean the literal 24 hours that makes up a day, or as the Pontifical Bible Commission said in 1909, it could actually mean a certain space of time, because as a matter of fact, it is not contrary to God's to the words of the Scripture that the word, the things be created in the literal 7-6 days, or maybe in a certain amount of time, because creation as an act.